How are you at solving Rubik's Cubes? This is Lisa Berry, and one of the world's largest Rubik Cubes was just installed in a building on the University of Michigan campus. And joining us now on 89.1 WEMU is Samuelina Wright, now a U of M graduate, but you were involved in this whole process. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
How did the idea even get started?
So the University of Michigan has a giant cube sculpture on Central Campus, and it's one that you can spin about a single axis. And growing up, I would go and spin that cube with my mom. And then years later, one of my friends, Martin Harris, was playing with a Rubik's Cube and twirling it about on the table. And I got thinking about the cube on Central Campus and thought, what if that cube was a giant Rubik's Cube that people could actually interact with? And his eyes lit up and we went from there.
So as a student at the University of Michigan, you became involved in a process. Tell us about that. Who was involved and what happened?
So the first person to become involved beyond Martin and I was Professor Noel Perkins, who's a professor in the College of Engineering, Mechanical Engineering Department. And he agreed to essentially mentor us through this process. And at the time, we didn't know how long this journey was going to be. Turns out it took about 3 years. We ended up pulling in two good friends of ours, Kelsey Hochstad and Dan Heemstra. And the project grew from there over the course of multiple semesters, pulling on three additional students later on.
And you've graduated now and you got some little job. Where is that you're working now?
I'm working at Boeing out in Seattle, Washington.
Well, good for you. So as while you were a student
Thank you.
At the University of Michigan that you got this going, and now it's been unveiled. Tell us about what does it look like, how much does it weigh, and where is it?
It is installed on the University of Michigan's North Campus in the Mechanical Engineering Building. The cube itself weighs about 1,700 pounds. Total, including the stand that it's mounted on, is about 2,400. Now, the cube itself, honestly, it's a work of art to me, and I love that it's a fusion of art and engineering. It's got brightly colored panels that are anodized aluminum, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple, and it's mounted on a stand that's arced on one side, straight on the other. It's really an elegant sculpture, in a sense.
But you can go right up there and try to work it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, there's people working it right now.
And I've heard conflicting information. Is it the biggest in the world?
So it's not the biggest in the world by size alone, but it is the largest freestanding Rubik's Cube, the way that it's mounted as it is, and it is about 4.5 feet to a side.
How exciting was the unveiling?
Oh my gosh. Today has been surreal for me. It's been a day that the whole team has been looking forward to for so long, well, about 3 years. So it was just, in a sense, magical to pull this brightly colored tarp off of it and get to share it with the University of Michigan community, with our parents, friends, family, et cetera, for the first time. Really share it with the world.
And anybody can go have a go at it if they want?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. It's in a University of Michigan building, so I'm not sure as far as public access goes, but it's definitely open to the public at the moment.
Are you able to do it successfully?
Me personally, I've actually never solved a Rubik's Cube. Maybe I shouldn't admit that. but with a little bit of teamwork, I definitely can. In fact, at the unveiling, we had set it up so that we were three moves away from having it solved completely for the first time. And so in a sense, yeah, I've solved a giant Rubik's Cube with my team, if that counts.
Samuelina Wright, thanks so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU. We've got pictures of the Rubik's Cube on our webpage, WEMU.org. And best of luck to you at Boeing.
Thank you. Thank you very much.